The committee subpoenaed Bannon, believing he could provide useful information about the planning for January 6th, having been at a meeting with other top Trump allies the evening before. But he refused to cooperate, arguing that he was covered by an assertion of executive privilege by Trump, even though he wasn't working in the administration at the time. The trial's going ahead despite his two last-minute attempts to delay it, both of which were rejected by the judge, a Trump appointee. If convicted, Bannon faces up to a year in prison for each count. Kate Fisher, Washington.